Good day, dear colleagues. Everybody sees and hears me. Great. The topic of today's meeting is the social and economic development of the Republic of Crimea and Sevastopol. Let's discuss the results achieved and prospects for the future. But first of all, I would like to congratulate all residents of our country on the upcoming day of reconciliation, when the Crimea joined Russia. 9 years ago, the people of the Crimea made their final choice, historical choice, to become part of our big country. Of course, for Sevastopol, matters of security are a top priority, especially today. And we will do anything, everything, to thwart any threats. And we will be systemic and consistent in our efforts to boost economic and social development of Sevastopol. We will bring to life our plans to improve living standards of families, increasing their incomes, and boost the investment, agricultural, and touristic potential of the region, supporting entrepreneurship and business initiative, and create new jobs. And implement new projects in transport and infrastructure, utilities, healthcare, education, and culture. So key instruments for this complex project is a state program of social and economic development of the Republic of Crimea and Sevastopol. We extended it till 2027, 2 more years, with a total volume of financing exceeding 1.6 trillion rubles, with most of the funds having been already allocated. Over 116 billion rubles in 2022 alone. Today, these investments are bringing material return, real return. I would like to thank everyone taking part in the implementation of this significant program, our colleagues from regional authorities, from the government and workforce, people of businesses, our local construction workers, local residents will see with their own eyes the results of your intense professional work. Over the last year, hundreds of important facilities were commissioned and put into operation, including important nodes of transport infrastructure. I mean, the Simferopol Airport, the Tavrida Highway, of course, the Crimean Bridge that was restored, is being restored after the terrorist attack. And I'm confident that this process will be completed in time. Well, car traffic has been restored and railway tracks are being restored now. So I ask to tell about this today separately. So the road network is developing, utility infrastructure is being expanded, and the growth of housing construction is growing, with new kindergartens opening. So last year, construction works were completed in 9 kindergarten facilities of 1,600 children. And about 140 new facilities are planned for opening this year. And we will discuss today what matters should be made our priority. Let me say once again, the state program is the key instrument of the social and economic development of the region. Of efficient planning and investment of significant state funds, budget funds. And there is also the goal of increasing the inflow of private investments and creating comfortable conditions for private businesses who want to work in the region. A lot has been done in this respect. Regulatory framework has been expanded, red tape has been reduced, and administrative barriers have been removed. So there are a total of more than 250 investment projects worth in total over 450 billion rubles. And in Sevastopol, there are investment projects on the way worth 217 billion rubles. And the special economic zone created on the peninsula is also an important project. In 8 years of its operation, for every ruble provided by the state in privileges and subsidies, the return is, there's a ratio of three rubles of funds raised in investments. And 85% of all companies operating here are small and medium businesses of over 1,500 companies operating there. And we need to pay most close attention to this. We need to stay in touch with investors and respond to their questions, queries, and suggestions, considering their willingness to work in this rather complex situation. Dear colleagues, the last 9 years, especially the last year, have shown that together we can overcome anything and we can achieve significant results indeed and go towards our goals. And this is the way we should always keep working for the people, clearly in unison as one single team. This fully applies to the development of Crimea and Sevastopol. Now let's move on to today's agenda, and I'm giving the microphone to the governor, Sevastopol. So, Mr. President, hello everyone. I am currently in the Kazachia Bay, where families of our military men, servicemen, reside. Recently, there was an open doors day in the newly opened school. And just next week, kids are going to start studying in new classes. Also commissioned was this kindergarten not far from here. I'd like to note that this is the third building of the education center that's been commissioned. So basically what we have here is a big education cluster. As I said, the education center is called Kazachia Bay. And there's a Marine Infantry Brigade stationed there. And this educational center has been named after the 810 Marine Infantry Brigade. And the local school kids are, well, friends with local Marines. Speaking of education, Mr. President, I would like to say that since 2014, the number of kids in Sevastopol who go to our schools and kindergartens has grown to almost 54,000 people. So over the last 9 years, we have built 9 more kindergartens and 6 new big schools. I'd also like to say about the program that you instructed to start. That's the capital renovation of schools, which is an amazing program that will allow us in short time to renovate lots of schools that have been needing this renovation. So we're planning to renovate 71 buildings in 40 schools. And this year we have contracts for the renovation of 9 more buildings. Those are schools that had never seen capital renovation before, especially in rural areas. After the renovation, they will be, well, modern educational spaces filled with young teachers. A couple words about the development of the city over the last 9 years. Our gross regional product has grown to 186 billion rubles. And I would like to say that the dynamic of real income has almost tripled with the average salary reaching 42,300 rubles. Manufacturing has almost doubled over the last 9 years. And budget incomes are growing, almost tripling again over the last 9 years. Despite all external limitations and restrictions, well, local business people and entrepreneurs are quite accustomed to working in complex situation amid restrictions and limitations. They're kind of used to that. Working on their own and relying on their own forces. We continue investing in the crucial object of agriculture in Sevastopol, I mean, vineyards. Last year, almost 400 hectares of new vineyards were commissioned and put into operation. And harvests are growing. And Sevastopol provides lots of grapes as raw material for the peninsula's growing wine industry. I'd like to say that Sevastopol has been and remains an important tourist center, with almost 480,000 tourists visiting the city last year, despite certain limitations again. And I would like to thank here the Ministry of Economic Development for their decision to support the tourism industry. The 130 million rubles we were given allowed us to subsidize many objects of tourism sphere in the region. That helped us retain lots of jobs and keep making new plans. So over the last 9 years, the population of Sevastopol has grown by almost 165,000 people. And of course, we're working hard on the development of housing construction, commissioning hundreds, thousands of square meters of new housing, basically reaching 1 square meter per person, and 3.3 million square meters of housing has been commissioned over the last 9 years. So now, within the general plan of development of Sevastopol, we have allotted and singled out 9 plots with great potential. And we will keep growing the pace of housing construction. I would like to dwell specifically on the state program that you mentioned. Indeed, the key instrument of our development. Last year, we commissioned 17 new venues and facilities. And Sevastopol, since 2019, has seen over 80 new venues and facilities commissioned. For a total of 82 billion rubles. And I would like to mention several very important of them that people had been waiting for. First of all, we restored and renovated the local arts museum, which is going to open this summer, timed to the city day, the 240th anniversary of Sevastopol. And for the first time in 60 years, we commissioned a depot in Chernovka, a firefighting depot, state-of-the-art depot, equipped with fire engines and state-of-the-art firefighting gear.
So we can protect the forests and the specially protected areas. Also, according to your degree, we built and opened a Russian prosecutor's children's court, where there's currently young men and women, our young children, are being taught right now. It's a wonderful educational institution. Also, we've been developing the sports infrastructure. 62 new facilities have been built over the past 6 years, including massive facilities such as the giant complex to mark the 200-year anniversary of Sevastopol. 48 new sports grounds will have been completed this year in Balaklava. A new special facility will be built. So the share of citizens of Sevastopol involved in any kinds of sports has reached 46%. Also, I have to mention healthcare, naturally. Last year, we rebuilt and reconstructed several facilities, including a hospital in Sevastopol. We will be sending all the veterans, including the veterans of the special military operation there. A children's hospital will be built in Balaklava. Yet, and kids currently receiving treatment there. Number of modern health equipment has been built, state-of-the-art equipment, and now all of the facilities are furbished with it. We're continuing to develop our municipal and utility infrastructure. New facilities, new water facilities have been built. We have restored a number of pipelines, a number of other facilities. 1.5 billion cubic meters of water is the water that we were able to save thanks to these renovations. So these new kind of water system means brand new quality of life. Two bridges were restored. The total length of about 200 kilometers, 24 kilometers of new roads were built. In 2022, the roads that were restored was at 26%. And so the pace which we were able to keep up was thanks to the way that we used the financing that you've allocated for our region. So this was why we were able over the past 2 years to pick up the pace. Also, the Tavrida Road is currently in the final stages of construction. This year, we will complete the construction of the road. The Kamyshovye Highway will be also completed by the end of this year. This will help us to unload some of the traffic from the inner city. Also, several years ago, only 30% of all roads were up to the norm that we have set. Now the percentage has risen much more. This is the result of our work, and the city has changed drastically. Lighting is also something that we've been working on. We used to have 16,000 points of lighting. Now we have 42,000 lights across the city, across the region. 62 parks have been reconstructed and brought up to the high standard that we expect. A few words about the critical projects, the massive projects that we've been carrying out as well. In Balaklava, the Sea infrastructure and all those projects have also been underway. And we hope that construction will be completed as planned. A cultural cluster for Gusskristallnyi is also being completed. The Arts Museum and the Arts Academy also in construction. Kherson Stavrichesky Park is currently under construction. Most of it will be completed by the end of this year. In conclusion, I'd like to say a few words about something that I talked to you last year. We've had the law to support the members, the participants of the special military operation during your message to the Federal Assembly. You spoke a lot about that. So we are doing our best. We are concentrating all the efforts we can to support our soldiers. We are helping them with utility services, with paying for utilities. Several thousand people received the right for free access to city transportation. Several thousand now can they send their kids to kindergarten and schools for free. And we'll also be providing them with land plots. This will especially concern the participants of the special military operation. Sevastopol is continuing to support Melitopol in Zaporozhye. We've been helping them reconstruct social infrastructure, communal infrastructure, utilities. We've started so this year the same program is we continue the same program. So on behalf of all the people of Sevastopol, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for your personal attention to our city, for your support to our people for the past 9 years. And a lot has been done, really. I could name a lot of things, but let's remember that the people that went to the referendum to vote to join Russia back then, 9 years ago, these people wanted to have the right to speak Russian. They wanted to see that Nazism never rises its head in Russia. And now, with the rest of the Russian people, they're defending their homeland. And so, thank you, Mr. President. Yes, thank you, Mr. Razvozhayev. One specific matter that I wanted to ask you about, it has to do with gas access and gasification. You reported to me that there have been certain difficulties. We've tried to resolve that problem, so that's a sensitive issue, I understand. Mr. President, at your order, the gasification program in Sevastopol was worked out fully. We received over ₹1 billion to finance this project. In the initial stages, we've had some problems when it came to the issue of property and land property, because we needed to find certain documents and find the people. Not everyone who wanted to participate in the program had the documents required, the papers required, but we've been working with them for a long time, and now we have additional funds to provide them with special equipment. So if people find it difficult in their land plans to buy specific equipment, they're receiving certain incentives, they're being helped financially. So we are adding more and more properties and land plots to the program of gasification. About 300 households have been already fully gasified, and more are to come. Yes, please report to me on the progress in this program. If you require anything else, please report to me. Thank you, Mr. President. So, Tatiana, I believe you understand, I believe you support the idea of renaming this institution. Is that correct? Good afternoon, Mr. President. Yes, we thought about that. We thought about that a year ago, even before the February events, 2022. So you certainly know what we want, and we will be proud to be called that, and all our children will be happy to study in a place that's called like that. Also, in 2017, you gave us an order, and we have been working to fulfill that order. So we've been working hard, and thank you for your support. Yes, thanks to you, thanks to your team. Thank you so much. Now, Mr. President, citizens of Russia, we have been working to support the participants of the special military operation. This goes for the people of Crimea, for the people of Sevastopol, and all your decisions when it comes to the efforts as part of the special military operation are being supported by the people of Crimea. We've been organizing humanitarian aid. Crimea has passed 12 measures to support these people. We have been involved in synchronization efforts. We've been providing plant plots and properties to all the veterans and to the civilians as well in the area of the Black Sea. So our servicemen who risk their lives to defend our homeland, they are receiving the best. As for other social aid, we've been paying out payments of 10,000 rubles and 762,000 to the people of Kherson and Zaporozhye. The Ministry of Residential Construction have also been helping people with households. So we've been working forward providing healthcare aid. In 2022, we've helped over 10,000 people. People have received a lot of humanitarian and healthcare aid, including children and people from the affected areas. In our kindergartens, we have 700 people currently in the kindergartens, about 3,000 people in our schools, in the universities, including the pedagogical university, we have 5,000 people, and 122 receiving professional education. So thank you to everyone in the government. We've been consulting with them. So thanks to them, all of the ministries of Russia have been supporting us and helping us, Mr. President. As for the budget, overall, of the past 9 years, over 1.5 trillion rubles have been invested in the Crimean economy. Most of this is budget planning. Some of it was outside of the budget. So thanks to that, since 2014, our unemployment is now as little as 4%. And overall, the number of people involved in small and medium entrepreneurship has risen by 150%. So the budget compared to last year has risen by 4.7 times.
Even considering the influence, the effects of the special military operational logistics, there's still progress being made. Well, the key sectors is the processing industry, trade and construction. Thanks to the support of you personally and the government of the Russian Federation, 4,300 buildings have been built, 8 schools have been renovated, and we renovated over 500 facilities like schools and kindergartens. And 533 medical points were installed in villages and settlements. Over 1,600 kilometers of water pipelines have been laid down, renovated, and which greatly reduced water consumption by almost by more than 10% in Yalta, for example. And the North Crimean Channel basically removed the need for water desalination plants and had a positive effect on agriculture. Over the 9 years, over 130 million billion rubles worth of contracts have been provided to the local industry, and lots of local businesses received direct measures of financial support. The production of construction materials almost doubled, and we commissioned over 30,000 meters, square meters of housing. So mostly it's individual housing. Now we are preparing to provide infrastructure to new construction facilities. Yes, we have our work cut out for us, and we are preparing to work for the future. As for transport, thanks to you and Mayor Moscow Sergei Sobyanin, we have renovated over 90% of rolling stock, I mean buses and passenger transport vehicles. Over 300 kilometers of new roads were built over the last 9 years. By year 2024, we're going to have 46% of our roads in renovated condition. So, and construction companies that work now in road building, they have enough capacity to provide, to carry out all construction projects planned. Speaking of education, while in 2014 we could accommodate only 42% of kids, now it's 88%. We can accommodate 88% of children from 0 to 3 years old. The orphans is still accommodation housing for orphans, orphan children is still a problem because there's great demand for apartments and accommodation for orphan children. Now we're in talks with investors, speaking about investment programs. And now we have about 600 million rubles earmarked for that. The price per square meters, or the prices per square meters are growing, but we're making progress, and I'm sure that with the help of federal government, this program will be completed. Speaking of tourism, resorts and tourist industry, we had more than 2.6 million tourists last year. As the mayor of Sevastopol said, the government provided subsidies and provide additional subsidies and financial aid. In order to retain jobs and to prevent layoffs. So I think the Crimea is going to need about 2 billion rubles worth of support this year. Financial aid. Over the last period, over 500 facilities and hotel facilities have been renovated. We're working with our colleagues with the from the Transport Ministry and the FSB on the security of the Crimea Bridge. The traffic through which was 2 million vehicles over the last year. And after the terrorist attack last September, we put into operation the ferry service in Kerch, and now using it to transport trucks. And up to 96,000 vehicles went through the transport corridor. We have built 525 sports venues, sports grounds, two centers of physical culture and sports. And now we have around 500 kids going in for sports in the new athletic facility that was built per your order and financed by the regional budget. The share of people doing and children doing sports has almost tripled. And this is a conservative estimate, in fact. Speaking of healthcare, progress is being made there, and your instruction to have all the medical venues and medical institutions licensed by mid-year will be fulfilled. Right now, I can say that the dynamic is positive, and we're not going to let you down in this respect. Mortality rate has gone down, especially from cardiovascular diseases, has gone down by 22%. And since 2015, when we started receiving the high-tech medical equipment, over 80,000 highly technological medical operations have been, surgery operations have been carried out. So the key driver now is state funding. Now Sberbank has started operating in the Republic of Crimea, as well as other big federal players. We're now in talks with many of them. And they are well aware of your orders that those institutions already under sanctions should not hesitate before entering Crimea. Well, thank you very much to you personally, because if you didn't keep an eye on all this, things would have been slower in many respects. And thanks a lot to all the people of Russia for helping us through all this year. Well, nobody knows situation in Crimea better than you, of course. But, well, maybe Mr. Husnulin will tell us a bit more about what he's in charge of. So, Mr. President, dear colleagues, thanks to this program that we have had for many years, we have been able to plan our actions and efforts. And thanks to this work, we make progress every year. And even in 2022, when everybody said we would be a failure, we were not a failure. We didn't go down on the rate of construction, road construction, housing construction, and so on. And this decision to extend this program to 2027 allows us to plan the construction of almost 500 venues and facilities, 500 more venues and facilities. 400 of them are already being designed and built. So we have contracts for 3 to 5 years ahead. What I'd like to point out is that the Crimea is now fully supplied with natural gas. And earlier this year, we commissioned a very powerful gas pumping station that provides the entire peninsula with natural gas. So Crimea is fully supplied with electric power again. There is plenty of electricity now, and there is plenty of water now. There's plenty of water, and the old Crimean channel has helped solve the situation completely. And renovation of water pipelines solved also helped solve this problem. And there's a big modernization program and renovation, utility renovation program in place. Of course, this advanced financing option had an effect here. This program is very feasible. It's very flexible. In terms of financing timelines and so on. I'd like to talk more about a very serious project going on. It's the construction of sewage facilities. So you gave an order to provide, well, sewage facilities and water treatment facilities for the Krasnodar region and for the Crimean Peninsula. Three new venues have been commissioned, and 12 of them are under construction. But taking the three regions in total, Krasnodar region, Sevastopol, and Crimea, with 7.6 million of residents and 23 million tourists visiting it every year. So there are 46 sewage facilities and water treatment facilities constructed and designed in Crimea. This is an unprecedented program. We are financing it through budget credits and through state funds, and this will allow us to make the Black Sea that much cleaner. As for road infrastructure, while all target figures have been achieved and the rate is very good right now, and we expect to complete this program in May, in fact. And we're now going to shift money allocated for 2024 to this year. And besides the Tavrida Highway that everybody knows, we're going to make exits from the Tavrida Highway. Some of them are being built, some of them are being designed. So you have discussed all this in great detail. So this work is moving forward. You also told us to make a full-scale highway approaching the Kerch Bridge. And this work is planned to be completed this year. In the late 2023, the part of the road from Krasnodar to the Kerch Bridge will be completed as a four-lane highway. So basically, we will have an automotive road ring around the entire Azov Sea. Some 386 kilometers of paved roads. And as for social facilities, there are tens of schools and kindergartens being built. And in Yevpatoria, a children's rehabilitation center has been built, 65,000 square meters, 300 kids per shift. We're also reconstructing the Simferopol and Sevastopol universities. We're building the Tavrida Youth Recreation Camp. This year, we plan to commission a very big sports complex, sports facility, 20,000 square meters, to train national sports teams. So we're working consistently on sports venues.
Also, I'd like to say that we are trying to attract more investment. The law on special economic zones allowed us to attract additional investment of last year of 44.5 billion rubles. That's last year, and we expected the number to increase. We would like to have other people the opportunity to become part of this special free economic zone so that they can develop the territories, the lands, including the territories that are under the effect of the law that you signed. So this could help us attract more investment. And of course, another important aspect is the introduction of banks such as VTB, which will be an additional impetus for development. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you, Mr. President. You have been always working for the sake of Crimea. You have always been updated on everything that we do. And so today, the decisions that we have made, that we have talked about, will help us develop Crimea even faster. In fact, yesterday, we spoke with the defense people about the Crimea Bridge. We know that two highways are currently operational, and one railroad is operational. The other one will be reconstructed even before July, as was planned initially. So soon we will be starting to allow smaller vehicles and smaller vans like gazelles through the bridge. So I think this will be very good for business. So thank you to everyone in the leadership of Crimea and Sevastopol. They were all directly involved in the reconstruction and rebuilding of these territories, and the residential construction companies have been very helpful in Mariupol. So we're working as a team, and I hope that we will do everything we've planned to do. Thank you. So, thank you. Some of the questions, some of the matters that you touched upon are very critical, such as water supply. This is important for Sevastopol, people of Sevastopol, people of Crimea, and the thousands of people that come there for vacations to. So, we know that water used to be a very serious problem for not just Crimea, but for the entire Black Sea coast. This matter has to be tackled in a systematic manner. It requires a lot of financing and capital investment. But in addition to that, the money that is invested needs to be spent in a rational manner. So I'd like you to note that and pay special attention to that. Another matter that we've discussed is the cultural center in Sevastopol that you mentioned. This is a very massive project, and the governor mentioned that as well. Mr. Rozvezhayev mentioned that. So there are several matters that are being addressed right now. So I'd like to ask you, together with the local government and the local authorities, to see this through so that it's done on time and all the car parking is completed, so that the nearby highways are all taken into account. So thank you so much for dealing with all that. I have a question to Mr. Reshetnikov about the program overall. What's your assessment of the development program in Sevastopol and Crimea right now? Mr. President, while speaking about the program, we've heard the most of the numbers, the figures. The pace at which we're developing our territories is higher overall compared to the rest of Russia. And the gap in the salaries and the people that and the money that people make is gradually reducing, well, between people in Crimea and the rest of Russia. Especially in 2022, we've seen a sea change, in fact, because these changes have finally accumulated up to from quantity into quality. And now we have this massive potential that's we've accumulated. So the 1.3 million ruble of non-budget investment that you mentioned, that's the next stage goal. The key things that we have achieved, of course, is setting up the free economic zone back in late 2021. And then in 2022, we allowed every company from the territory of the Russian Federation to register in Crimea, become a resident here. Before February 2022, Russian businesses wasn't really incentivized to go into Crimea because there were certain restrictions. Now we've managed some of the local registrars, and now we've allowed all the companies to come to Crimea, but remaining residents of their original regions. But now that's allowed us to see a lot of progress, because people here are very are noting where the products are coming from. So overall, investment has increased in the region. In terms of tourism, out of 89 projects of new hotels that were selected in the first and second stage, four hotels have been built in Crimea. These are very high quality projects. So new hotel projects for camping and glamping are also being developed. And Crimea is helping with that as well. They have their own proposals. So last year when the banks came to Crimea, that was a very important step for us as well. We saw the level of participation in various assistance programs was not substantial, but now it's much, much higher. So when the banks came to Crimea, they started to develop their business here. Now that there are even more banks are coming, that will be a quality change for us. So the Ministry of Construction has received this program from us, and they will be working on that going forward. But our ministry has invested quite a lot into it as well. And so we continue to track the progress across all of these programs. Also, speaking of tourism, the governor has mentioned that as well. We have set certain goals, and in 2022 compared to 2021, we've lost a third of our tourists. And I think that in 2023, the situation will not improve back to normal yet, but we have to give credit where it's due, because we've been able to get the maximum amount of tourists via trains that we can to Crimea. So 1.5 million tourists will come this year, it's expected. We need to support the tourism industry in Crimea. So one proposal that we have is that, well, when foreign investors, when they sell their stock, their assets here, they pay taxes, 10%. And so this money is not part of the budget. So, and we would like to take that tax money that comes through the Ministry of Economic Development. So that's tourism and leasing. So we would like this money to be sent to Sevastopol and to the tourism industry there, so that under the condition that companies will retain their teams, their workforce, and this way they will be able to stay a important tourism area, because once the situation will normalizes, and will normalize, they can go back to business as quickly as possible. As for 2.5 billion rubles that were mentioned, according to plan, we will have 4 billion rubles coming from, according to the ministry. I think that's correct, that Considering that many companies, foreign companies, are leaving Russia, so we want that money to be directed to Crimea to support us. I think that would be correct. As for the development of smaller enterprises and tourism, we have a program that we'll be working on, and you will hear about that later. Thank you. You mentioned the importance of reducing the gaps in the income of people in Sevastopol and the rest of Russians, including in the territories near Crimea and Sevastopol. Well, there is a gap, but it is painful for the people of Crimea and of Sevastopol. It's painful to them because the tourist flow has decreased somewhat, but the people are still coming, and Russian tourists are not very stingy. They spend a lot when they go somewhere. So, unfortunately, we see prices rising because supply and demand are connected. So, when we have fewer, less demand, there are problems. So, for the people that are living there constantly, the people who are living in Crimea and Sevastopol, they live there permanently, not like tourists. So, I know it's not a simple matter to resolve, but we need to think through ways and solutions to overcome that disparity. We need to open up logistics centers, maybe improve the transportation capacities. You know a lot about that, and I'd like to ask you and your colleagues to think about what can be done, what solutions could be proposed to overcome that. Now, as for financing, Mr. Solanov, could you speak about that? Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As for the budgets, they have been balanced. We are tracking everything that's happening with our colleagues. The personal incomes in Sevastopol and Crimea have been rising at a higher pace compared to the budgets overall across Russia. Let me give you some numbers from 2014 to 2022. Across Russia, incomes rose by 1.2%. In Sevastopol and Crimea, they rose by 3.6 times. And the programs that we've launched here have been giving fruit. There have been investments across Russia. They rose by 1.6 times in Crimea. It rose by 5 times, in Sevastopol by 11 times. The investment was increased. So that tells us that economic activity is on the rise in Crimea. Financing the program to develop Sevastopol is a priority to us, and the numbers that you can see in the plans are all taken into account. So I believe that financially wise, everything is all right. So you did not mention the proposal by the governor and the rest to support the tourism sector of the economy. We've just heard that there is a source, the potential source for this additional funding, but I don't think that we should even need to use this source, because Mr. Chernyshenko and as part of his budgetary expenses, we have the funding required to cover all that money required to develop the tourism industry. So I believe that that could be done. So then the money that that are required for the development of the tourism industry could be directed there, so we could support them. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I talked to Mr. Chernyshenko about that. We have funds to be allocated for tourism purposes, and in Crimea, we have a way within this program to find new sources of financing.
And since those 10% paid out by the companies is general revenue of the budget, and just yesterday I reported about this. So right now the Minister of Finance is Minister of Economy. Maybe it's not the best practice, but still, we will find the money to support the tourism industry. Thank you. This will be a great present to the date of reunification of Sevastopol and Russia. And we also need to think about additional measures to develop the city's transport infrastructure, most of all the road network. Production facilities are available in Crimea, and I know that the money has been allocated. Just I ask you to pay attention to that. Well, I'm not requiring any additional decisions to be made right here, but we need an effort to support the tourism industry in the region. So, dear colleagues, I'd like to thank you, all of you, once again for the work that has been done over the last year to develop Crimea and Sevastopol. And I would like to congratulate the people of Crimea and Sevastopol and the people of the Russian Federation on this anniversary, which is an important landmark in the history of the country. And I think it's the right thing to celebrate this date every year and to do everything we can to develop Crimea and Sevastopol and to support people who live in this historically Russian territory and who in 2014 made their decision to reunite with their historical homeland. Once again, I say this is a very important milestone, landmark event in history. And in the time to come, we will do everything we can to develop these territories. Thank you, everyone.